If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Sean Peters, Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. And Sean, we have got a phone call that you need to field. This is Robert. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing great. You're calling from Bloomingdale. What's your question for Sean Peters?
Yeah, this is for the Lindeman Chimney and Heating Company. We have basically a wood-burning fireplace that we haven't used in a while. And we want to convert it to a gas, where you use the gas when you're watching football and stuff like that. We want to know, first of all, would that be more economical than wood burning? And what is the preparation in that? And how much would you charge to come out and put this thing in?
So as far as it being economical, I'd say it's probably a wash, the price of wood versus the gas spent. When gas log sets are installed, there is a reducer in the gas line, so it only burns the amount of gas that it needs. It's not taking all of it and just burning. But you should absolutely have it cleaned and inspected first. Anytime we switch over from wood burning to gas, we want to remove all of the creosote from the flue system, and we want to make sure that the flue system is safe for use, because the last thing you want is there to be an issue in the flue system, like a broken or a cracked flue tile, and then you can have carbon monoxide from that new gas log set seeping into the chimney, then seeping into the home. So you having a gas line there ready to go is wonderful, but you definitely want to have it inspected first.
And the ease of...
Go ahead, ma'am.
I was just going to say, the ease of use, how easy is it to just turn on a gas fireplace?
Yeah.
So I'm all for it, Robert, but I know you don't care. Whatever.
Let me ask you, how much would Linderman charge to come out? And do you do that kind of work? Do you put gas, do you convert?
We do, absolutely. That's a growing trend right now. The inspection is $199. And then if it does need to be cleaned, it's an additional $99 charge. But we would rather you just set up for the inspection and let our technician know when he sees what he's up against, if you actually need the cleaning, because a lot of times people don't even need the cleaning.
What is your phone number at the Linderman?
It is 847-918-7994.
So 847-918-7994.
That is correct.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Robert. And if you
Thank
hang on,
you.
We'll set you up with a Mr. Floor product of your choice.
Man, Thank you.
You are not You're missing welcome. A beat giving away his products.
I know, because you're here. It's really easy to remember. Right. And I feel like Santa Claus a little early. I use Lindeman for my heating and cooling needs. And I was telling Sean off the air, you hear a return vent and you I don't really know what that means. I know it's bringing air into, I don't even think about it. Well, I took the grate off and I was astounded to see a lot of dust in there. So I cleaned it out. And then I had a jewel bag right next to me, and it kind of like got sucked in, and I'm like, what? That's a return, people. That's where the air, and I ran down to the furnace. First of all, I turned the AC off, and I ran downstairs, and I took the filter out, and lo and behold, there was my jewel bag. Well, so now I know what a return is.
Well, first off, you are extremely lucky that you remembered to turn off the system before you just pulled the filter. Because if you were to just pull the filter, it could have just sucked it right in.
Yeah, no, I did. I turned it off right away because I panicked. I wish somebody was videotaping me because it's like, oh my God, what, the bag just went there. And right away, I'm like, it's going to go right to the furnace.
Well, whatever you put into that return vent will indeed return to the furnace.
Never knew that till now. There's my little science.
Make sure you guys have
Everybody's laughing at me in here. Sorry, Dave Schluter.
No. When the DEA shows up, toss the bags down the gay AC.
Yeah, I just did
not.
You
get the knock on the door. Who's here?
Share my story because, now it makes sense to me.
But now at least you know it works.
Yeah, right? I totally do.
The draw is really, really powerful.
And if it's super dusty in there, it's sucking all that dust in there
as well. You got a free cleaning.
If it's super dusty in there, What flooring product would you recommend to spray in there?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
just kidding, everybody.
Yeah, we don't have one for that application, but we'll think about it.
That's garden hose.
No, I just reached down in there, and I put rubber gloves on, but that was just a real fun little moment for me.
Nice.
Right now, we're talking to Sean Peters, Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. You can go to Lindeman.com, and 815 has texted, does Lindeman come as far south as Joliet?
I'm going to say yeah. All yeah, right. It's right on the line.
All right. So you can call them or go to Lindeman.com. Here's a Zachary, a longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener who's from Lake Forest. He called to learn more about the importance of inspecting his fireplace before lighting it up this season, as well as keeping his masonry chimney in tip-top shape to prevent water intrusion. So of course it's important. Before you use it, you have to make sure it's safe, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every time you have a fire, first off, for most of us, our home is probably our most expensive asset we have, and we all think it's a fantastic idea to just have a fire in it. So every time you have a fire, there's expansion, there's contraction. You want to make sure that after 36, 50 fires, you are having it inspected.
Yeah, it's so important. I bet you're backed up now because, fall's coming and people are getting ready to use their fireplace.
Yeah, as soon as you get that hinkling to have a bonfire or sit in front of the toasty fireplace for the first time, everybody else has that same feeling and we just get hammered with calls. But
yeah.
It's a good problem to have.
I had Lindeman come out to check our chimney, as I mentioned earlier in the show, and they said this is not safe to use. You need really basically to redo the whole thing. We've decided not to do it at this point, but it was very reassuring that they're not going to let that go unnoticed.
Yeah. I mean, you had a prefabricated fireplace in your porn room, I believe you said, right?
1970s
porn room.
I need to explain that.
Yeah,
it
you're
looks.
You're holding
that,
on to the motif as long as you can.
It looks very 1970s because there's a prefabricated, like you see the big tube of the fire, the chimney.
Yes. Yeah, but do you have orange shag carpeting?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I don't.
All right.
And no carpeting on the walls either.
If she did, I bet it would really need to be cleaned.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, but anyway, that did, rest assured. My husband was a little disappointed because he likes making a fire. But, I bought one of those plug-in ones and just, using it for ambiance.
Well, and those manufactured fireplaces, those really do have a 20 to 30 year shelf life. They're appliances, just like anything else. A furnace has a shelf life, a water heater, a dishwasher. So once it's not safe to use anymore, why would we tell you otherwise?
Yeah, I understand. We have a question for you, Sean. This is Matt on the line. Hi, Matt.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello. How's it going?
Hey, Wendy. How you doing?
Good, Matt. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. I wish you had your own show every day.
Thank you. Why don't you come to my house, and I'll just talk to you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be great.
All right. Did you have a question?
Yeah. So I bought a house a couple years ago, it has a indoor fireplace, and it's got a gas igniter. And for the first winter, we want to try to turn the gas on and ignite so we could get some fire going. And then it wasn't working, so the knob... I thought there was a valve problem, but then I went into the crawl space underneath where the gas line leads into the fireplace, and it got capped off. So I go to a local fireplace and chimney company, and they said, I got to call a plumber for that to get resolved. Is that something you guys could take care of?
Short answer, yes. I would... I'd be curious as to why it got capped off. People don't just normally do that, especially if you just bought the home. I'm thinking maybe something triggered that being capped off, but what you would want to do is call us and set up for an inspection. All of us do carry gas line and tools to do so. We do all that stuff all the time, but you're going to want to have it inspected first.
That is suspect. It's kind of sus, as the kids say, Matt.
It's very
because,
sus.
Because why would you cap it off unless there was a problem with it, right?
Yeah, the only other time I ever see that is when you have like snowbirds. There's people that when they go south for the season, they shut everything down that they possibly can. So,
sure.
But
well, from my understanding, the house that I bought was being used as a rental before it got sold to me. So
that could be.
There's very little information I got about what occurred before I bought the house. So.
Hopefully, in that case, the homeowner just didn't want to assume the liability of the renter and just have them use it. So he just capped it, and you know, the easy button was telling the renter it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, well, good luck to you, Matt. What's a good number for Matt to call?
847-918-7994.
And Matt, we're going to put you on hold and you get your choice of Mr. Floor product, okay?
Great, Wendy. I love you. Get your own show.
All right. Thank you so much.
That wasn't your cousin or anything.
No, okay, not related at all. All right, so very important to get your chimney inspected before you use it. And you know what I wanted to ask you, Sean? You'd be the one to know. You mentioned creosote, which got my brain moving.
That's good.
Still asleep today.
That's good.
You know, they sell those creosote logs. They're supposed to clean out your fire. Do those work?
Not in my experience. They make the flue system greasy, so it's not really recommended. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
All right, that's a very good point.
I've got a quick question, Sean. Yeah. So, are there certain woods that are better to burn in a fireplace than others?
Yeah, dry wood, and then second off, hardwoods. So,
okay.
I have some Lindemann text questions. Do we need to clean our fireplace if we have a new fire insert?
If you have a gas insert, they do not really need a cleaning other than maybe water vapor on the inside face of the glass front. But they should be inspected, especially once they're first installed. Through that first few overfires, things just come out of adjustments. So you want to make sure that the flame is burning correctly, just so you're not getting any soot on the glass, that you're not having any gas leaks or anything like that. So not so much cleaning, but certainly inspected.
All right. I don't know what I'm talking about here, but I'm going to read it as is from 224. I just don't understand it. Does Lindemann come and check clean the door, the fireplaces that have the internal and external chimney where the doors do not open, but it does kick out a little bit of heat? Does that make sense to you? Does Lindemann come out and check and or clean the door, so the fireplace door, that like the flue maybe, that have the internal and external chimney where the doors do not open, but it does kick out a little bit of heat? I don't know if I understand
that. Yeah, I'm not really following that one. I've read that one a half a dozen times now.
Oh, you should have told me to avoid that. But listener, this is my fault. I don't know how to read it. But you can always go to Lindemann.com or call them and ask this question. And what's the number to call?
Well, looking at it now, it looks like that they might be talking some sort of a gas insert. You know, same thing with doors that do not open, where they put out like a radiant style heat. And that's like what the last caller was talking about. You know, some sort of a gas appliance. We do inspect those. We do service them.
Okay, and the number to call for Lindemann if people want to schedule, and you better hurry.
847-918-7994. And every other time I've been on this show, I've been told that I give the number too fast. I've even been yelled at on the text line. My mom even called in and yelled at me. So that's why
Mom's always yelled.
Yeah, that's why I'm going obnoxiously slow.
Okay. Good to know, Sean.